Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is your girl, Preston Forward Sheen. I'm a messenger of God and encourager of His Word. And this is also a transparency channel where I will share some of my experiences with you as led by the Holy Ghost, because you never know who is going or growing through the same thing as you. Hey guys, it is Hump Day Wednesday. And we're heading into the weekend. Aren't you happy that we are getting over this hump? So guys, my topic for today is mercy and truth. I was reading Proverbs 3 verse 3 in the King James Version, and I literally stopped right there because it is so important to carry these two things in three different ways. And it says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee, leave you. So those two things are mercy and truth. So we are not to let it leave us. That's one way. Bind them about thy neck. Okay. Like, we need to put a grip on it. Okay. Hold it tightly. Keep it close by writing it on the tablet of our hearts. We need to carry it with us daily, because especially, both mercy, you're going to most definitely need mercy daily, because you encounter things with people in the grocery store, on your jobs, even in traffic. Your window could be down, even in traffic, you know, anywhere, just about anywhere. You have to carry mercy with you. You have to show compassion, just as Christ shows us, because we're flawed. We're imperfect. We say things. We think things. We do things. And yet we have a graceful Heavenly Father who loves us with an everlasting love. And we have to be reminded daily to be compassionate. Mercy is compassion, love, and forgiveness. Forgiveness. And sometimes it is hard for some of us, but we cannot enter into the gates of heaven holding or harboring grudges or things people have done in our heart. And when I think about that, I think about 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I'm going to turn to that, because one of the things it talks about is love not keeping records of wrong. And let me see. And that is in verse 5. If you read it in the NIV version, it says, it does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. And you got to think about it. That is how the Heavenly Father with us. You know, when we ask for forgiveness and we receive His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, He requires us to forgive others, because He casts our sins into the sea of forgetfulness. That means He has erased our sins. So we have to erase others. And I'm not saying that it's a day thing. You know, some things is a process, but long as you're trying and you're working on it, you know what I'm saying? And so it is something. Sometimes it's easy for us to forgive others, but it may be hard to forgive some. But we have to keep that mercy written around our neck. We have to heal in some type of way. We have to really let it go and let God. We have to, you know, be compassionate. And it does not mean that you got to allow people to stay around in your life. You know what I'm saying? Because the only thing you could ever be and do for them is, you know, pray for them, because they still wounded. They still lifing. You know what I'm saying? And so all you think you can do is ask that Jesus would draw near to them so that they will be healed and saved, or saved, or healed. And then truth. I want to talk about truth. We have to stand on the truth about ourselves when we wrong. And then when others are wrong, we have to stand on that truth too and not compromise, because sometimes a lot of us like to run away with holding somebody accountable. And then I've experienced that where I have dealt with stuff and I didn't hold the person accountable because of their position. You know what I'm saying? And so it was stored in my heart. It harbored in my heart. And over time, you know, it's not saying that the person did it every day, but because they did it here and there, and then, you know, others, it builds up. It builds up. So we have to set on the truth of holding someone accountable, because, and even if you speak it, you still did your part. But you do have others that pacify individuals and not hold them accountable, and they continue to have that same action towards others. So we have to hold those who are dear to us accountable for their actions so that they can learn from it or see, because sometimes pride be blinding people, okay? And so we have to tell them the truth. And then health. If you know that you are a diabetic, stop eating sweets. Because you know that if you continue to risk, it may cause you to be in a diabetic coma, you know. And sometimes I've seen people get their legs amputated. Let's stand on the truth. The food may be good, but hey, if it's detrimental to your health, you don't need to eat it, you know. The law talks about not drinking and driving. Why would you drive and you know you're drunk? You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. You know, because if you drink and you drive, you're going to put other lives in danger, even your own. You know, you have wrecks and stuff that happen because people ignore that. Speeding, you know, anything. Us as Christians, we compromise a lot. Because we don't want to hurt someone. Or, I mean, there's a way to still say it in love, but you still got to tell somebody the truth. And then we'll say, oh, he's a murderer. You know, and murder isn't right, which is truth. But the same way that we are about murder, we should be about, we should be the same way towards those who steal. You know? Any sin, period, whether it be in fornicating in any type of sexual way, homosexual, whatever you want to call it, everything, we got to stand on the truth. We can't compromise. It's the truth. Like, even they know the truth. We was all raised up. I'm not going to say all. I'd say from the 80s babies on down, and even the 90s babies on down. I raise my children in the church, and I tell them the truth. So that when they decide to go out there on their own and they choose to do what they want to do, they know the truth. So if they ignore it, it's on them. It's on them. So a lot of us already know the truth about these things because our grandparents taught us it was in the word. And a lot of times, a lot of people like to say that the word of God is man-made, but their information come from a man. But you know what? Those same people, and some of them from the 90s on down, done experience the power of God in their life. And yet, because they like how something makes their flesh feel, they do it anyways and try to exchange God's truth for a lie. And it talks about that in Romans. And so God gives them over to a reprobate mind. But it's the truth. Like, God loves us with an everlasting love. The truth is, I'm going to tell you the truth. The truth is, God loves us all. Yes. If he could have us all come into heaven with him, he would be like, come, my children. He loves us all, and he keeps us, a lot of us, alive. But the truth is, he hates sin. Sin, we talked about this in class last night. Sin began with the devil because he wanted to be God. and the devil brought sin into this world. So God be trying to protect us from the hands of the enemy, because when judgment day come, you're going to go where you're going to go. Let's stand on that truth. So it's not that God doesn't love you. He loves you. He just don't love that sin that the devil brought in. That gets in you. He doesn't like that. So that's why it says sin separates us from God. Even though he never leave us or forsake us, it separates us from. Because if you leave this world today and you're not right, you're going to go wherever you chose to go. You chose to do. So he give us free will. He ain't going to force us. He give us free will. So let's stand on that truth, okay? And he loves everybody. Yeah. But he know that the devil is perverting everything. Listen, everything God created, he created man, woman. He created marriages. Everything God is creating, if you look in this world right now, marriages are being destroyed. Men and women are being destroyed. Okay, the genders are being, oh my gosh, twisted. But God created man and woman. And you could tell, only a woman can give birth. A man is a man. And a lot of us are broken without the fathers. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us are broken without the mothers. Without the mother. The mothers, women are to be nurturers. And so that's the truth. I'm just telling you the truth. It's the truth. The enemy wants to destroy, to steal, kill, and steal. So he know that we get to feel God's glory. He can't feel God's glory no more. He can't get none of that. And so he wants people to be blinded. He wants them to think it's okay to be the way they are, to feel what they feel, to do the things they do to their body, whether it be drugs or anything. And if you see it, drugs, people do drugs. You're contaminating your soul, your bodies. And guess what? People's lives are dying before they can even receive Jesus Christ. Before they can receive Jesus Christ, because he's pulling them, snatching them left to right. Because they don't want to stand on the truth. They don't want to stand on the truth. They don't want to rise. People don't want persecution. But guess what? It's coming anyways. It's coming anyways. Truth. If you look what's going on, a lot of lies are being exposed. And the truth is being revealed about people, certain people. What's done in the dark, it talks about that in the Bible. What's done in the dark comes forth in the light. It says nothing is hidden under the sun. So that's truth. We have to accept the truth about others, ourselves, what's going on, and not compromise our health, our finances. Like, you know, if you got to pay some bills, you know not to go buy that Royce, the Rolls Royce. You know what I'm saying? You know if you need to pay bills, not to buy that Lamborghini. You know if you got stuff to do, for real, you don't need to be going out shopping. Because whatever choice you make, you have to suffer the consequences of it. And that's facts. Truth. That's truth. And don't forget to carry mercy with you. So that's something that was on my mind because I was reading it. And I just had to, you know, say that. It was on my heart. So Heavenly Father, Almighty God, I thank you, Lord, for your mercy that is new every morning. I thank you, Lord, for loving us with an everlasting love, even loving us to salvation, even loving us to holiness. Lord, Heavenly Father, help us to stand on the truth that you will help us to accept about ourselves, others, and whatever is going on in this world, oh God. Let us walk in truth and honesty and pureness, oh God. Let us walk in holiness and merciful and compassionate towards others, because you extended that same love and grace towards us. So, Lord, we give you all glory, all honor, and praise. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.